Tell us more about you. You have a long history in law enforcement.
I do. It's really kind of a strange thing when I look back at it. I remember when Frank Anderson was running for sheriff when I was working for him, and he'd go around and say, I have 39 years in law enforcement. I thought, wow, that's a long time. And now I have 40. So that's one of the things that I think I bring to the office is that my experience, 35 years with the sheriff's office and 5 years as United States Marshal.
Why should people vote for you?
I think the strongest part is experience. Like we mentioned, I have 40 years, and I've worked as a United States Marshal. I had 60 of the 92 counties, so I needed to get along with everyone, every sheriff throughout there. We serve the federal warrants. Basically, I was a federal sheriff, which is something I transfer here. I had presented a budget for 7.5 years that I worked as the chief deputy. So you have to understand the finances. Like this new criminal justice planning complex is going to have 3,000 beds in there. That's what the plan is right now, which is we're usually between 2,500 and 2,700 people a day. My opponent asked for 10,000 beds earlier this week. I think that shows some lack of experience when you're talking about 10,000 beds. I mean, Maricopa County, Phoenix, their population is 5 times larger than that's 4.5 million, and they only have 9,000. I mean, why would we want 10,000 beds? That costs a lot of money, and it's just not necessary. So I think sometimes you have to understand the job you're getting ready to take.
Whoever wins will have some challenges to address. What would be some of your first priorities?
Well, one of the things that falls under my division right now is the sexual offender registry. And I think that that's something that we're really responsible for, and it's something I take very seriously. About 40% of the people that are registered here in Marion County weren't sentenced out of Marion County. I don't have an answer on why that is, but I want to be sure that we don't encourage the people who have sexual offender charges to relocate to Marion County when they move out of prison.
What does the sheriff's budget look like?
The budget is tight, and it always is. I don't like to spend our money. I like to spend it on training. But, you know, the council decides how much of a budget you have. You argue your point. The mayor takes a look at it, too. The controller takes a look at it, too. I'll operate with what the money they give. I think that we've had this recent, what some people call an audit, and what the other was an assessment, that I think that the company that did this, I don't know what people thought the results were, but I thought they were pretty positive, saying pretty much, how are you able to do at the sheriff's office what you do for what little money that you have given to you? So I think it's a good argument for whoever in the next sheriff is, and I think that was what they initially said about the report that said this would be a blueprint for whoever the next sheriff is. So I think that's an opportunity to not only argue for the way we have money, but sometimes we need more money to be able to operate.
Jail overcrowding has been a major problem at the Marion County Jail for a long time. What are your ideas to fix that ongoing issue?
I don't know necessarily that we need, beyond the deputies we have now, we need to fund the deputies we have now. I would like to be able to see some more middle-level judges. That's not my decision. That's somebody else's, but that's what I would recommend. Right now, over 50% of the jail is populated what we call level 5 and level 6 prisoners. Those are the people who are charged with the lowest level felonies. If we can move those people, either find them not guilty and put them back out on the street, or if they're found guilty, move them onto the state prison, that keeps our count down. There's no goal to keep people in the jail. Jail is either a temporary holding spot, and too often it becomes more than temporary because there's not enough people to be able to put on the trials.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.